Well, Ballarat commenced stoppages yesterday. Bendigo join in today. There are now 12 hospitals that are participating around the state. We are asking that Mr. Baillieu agree to go to the independent umpire to resolve the issues that are between us, that we cannot be resolved unless we do have the assistance of that independent umpire. It has been arranged for that to occur. We just need Mr. Baillieu to say yes. When he does say yes, the action will cease straight away.
When you talk about stoppages in these hospitals, what actually happens and what's the effect on people in the hospitals?
Well, the nurses are gathering and they're out at the front of the hospital for up to 4 hours. They're determining themselves what areas it's safe, and the numbers themselves as well. Importantly, we don't wish to impact on patient care at all. We do know that many patients will experience some delay in non-critical care, but this is what Mr. Baillieu wants. He wants only 50% of the registered nurses that are currently on in our wards to be there in the long term. We apologise for any short-term problems, but it's absolutely critical that nurses win this dispute so that the Victorian community, including regional Victoria, can have the confidence that when they go to hospital, they've got a nurse with 3 years training looking after them, not somebody with 3 months.
Is it right that this is unprotected industrial action?
It is correct, because the nurses can't take protected action, because protected action would lead to the termination and the arbitration that Mr. Baillieu wants, which means that we lose our nurse-patient ratios and we lose the requirement to have qualified nurses. So nurses have been backed into a corner and they are taking unprotected action so that they can avoid the restrictive arbitration that doesn't allow for nurse-patient ratios to be included.
There was talk previously of mass resignations. That doesn't seem to have happened as yet. Where is that up to?
The mass resignations will commence once we have further discussions with nurses. That's scheduled for the second half of March.
So that is still a couple of weeks away at least.
Very much so. And, you know, one would have to ask, why does Mr. Baillieu not want the independent umpire to resolve these issues? That is the role of Fair Work Australia, to get the parties together and make resolution to all the issues that we're a part on. We're putting ourselves up for that. It's been organised by the Federal Minister, Bill Shorten. Fair Work Australia are ready. We just need the government to come to the party.
When will this industrial action expand to other hospitals? And for our purposes, I'm thinking particularly in the southwest around Warrnambool and some of those southwest district hospitals. Are there plans to roll it out there as well?
The hospitals that are participating are being notified 24 hours before the notification. We do have additional hospitals, of course, who are seeking to join their colleagues around the state so that they can support the retention of our nurse-patient ratios. We do anticipate that every day 3 additional hospitals will join in until Mr. Baillieu agrees to go to the independent umpire.
So you'll keep adding hospitals. None of the ones currently involved in action will withdraw as others roll in. It will just keep building. Is that correct?
It will just keep building. That's right. But it can all stop the minute Mr. Baillieu agrees to go to the independent umpire to resolve the dispute.
Do you believe you and your nurses have public support?
We think we have extraordinary public support. We have collected over, 75,000 signatures for Mr. Baillieu to keep our nurse-patient ratios. There's over 20,000 people who've completed our petition online. The extraordinary letters that we're getting saying keeping on going, the community understand that it's not a pay dispute. This is a dispute about saving lives, not saving dollars. I think the community want the public health system funded so that it can serve the community. That's what nurses want as well. We just need the government to get on board.
While I accept that it is largely about ratios at the moment, you still have your pay claim in. What does that stand at the moment?
We have no offer. We've had no discussions. We're very happy to sit down with the government in front of the independent umpire and discuss issues around wage increases. But there's never been an offer. There's never been a discussion.
What's been your request?
We have sought to try and match our wages with New South Wales counterparts. So we have soared 18% over 4 years. That's not quite as much as what the police achieved in their enterprise agreement. But like all things in negotiations, we're happy to discuss it. But we need the government around the table to negotiate.
This dispute's already been going on almost a year, Lisa Fitzpatrick. Any chance we could still be talking about this in 12 months' time?
Not quite 1 year, at least 8 months. And of course, we have had conciliation proceedings with a Fair Work Commissioner, which the government abandoned on the 3rd of February. There isn't any reason why this dispute has to be as protracted as it is. We just need the government to get back to the table and negotiate with good faith.